There are two very different spiritual understandings about how to live life. One is that life must be conquered, and the other is that life must be integrated. And we could speak to you about the conquering one, except we probably have seen you try to do that one, and you know how well that does not work. So we will speak to you about integrating change, because therein lies power. But while you are in the change, you may not necessarily be able to see that that is where it is taking you. And that is because in times of change, and we believe the entire world now knows that we are in a great time of change, you cannot see where you are going to reach the goal. And the goal, of course, is ironically something that goes with that first path we spoke to you about making things happen. That's where the goal belongs. In the integrating of change and movement, you are the goal. You are always the goal. It does not mean that you cannot build things and manifest things and experience things, but you must not lose track of the fact that that is about you. Whatever it is that you are doing, it is about you. We often say with the channel to those who come here to seek wisdom that at the top of your to-do list should be your name. Every day that you wake up, the top of that list should be your name. Only by holding proportionately what it is that is true can you move in change and move yourself to the places where you really want to go. We love to measure, and that is one of the problems, because integrating change means that we need to become fluid, and we need to become able to make changes without loading ourselves up with fear and shame, one of the old curses of being a woman in your time. So this means that, uncomfortable as it may be, we need to be in recognition of what is here in the day, of what is happening, of what is calling on us for what we need to do and to be, and to know that at the end of the day, that is enough. You cannot always see in the day exactly the road that tells you where the goal is set. And that is why this kind of movement that the world is demanding now is quite challenging. So we want you to be patient with yourself, but we want you to do this very specific thing. And that is, we want you to practice making what is heavy light. Now, in the day, you will have many opportunities to practice this, but the way you practice it is to watch your body. So in your day, seeing yourself at the top of the list, hopefully you will take a little time for yourself in the morning, a little breathing, a little calmness. But as you go into your day, for women particularly, the habit has been, here is the demand, and here is the body. Here is the other demand. Here is the body and the tension that gathers and gathers and goes on is what makes for a lot of our problem. So your spirit must now take control of your mind. And that is how you lighten the heavy. So something comes your way and you feel afraid about it, or you feel tense about it, or you look at it as a big thing. Now, when you do that, you are working with your head, but against your spirit, because your spirit is going to say to you, lighten this, make it light. And how do you do that? You do that by not taking it into your body. You do that by looking at it. And certainly feel free to feel whatever you feel about it. But do not take it into the soul space. Let the soul space tell you how light this can be. And you see, things are genuinely heavy because you make them heavy. You can make virtually anything that comes your way in life light. We know that is sometimes difficult, but as a goal, it is an excellent goal. So we have things in common, of course, that we all experience, and we have our own beliefs about things. And another thing to notice is when you have made something very heavy, stop for a moment. Do not judge yourself, but stop and see what you believe about that. Let us say that a friend calls you and they are upset and they are needy and they are demanding and they are all manner of things, and you can feel your body tightening in response to the conversation you are having. That means you have taken on something they have decided is heavy, and now you are going to make it heavy too. The end product of this is you have done nothing for them, and you have done a bad thing for yourself because this is not yours. But when you can listen and remember that, number one, this is not yours, and observe what it is like when someone makes something so intolerably heavy, and you will see what a bad idea it is for your body, for your spirit. It brings on depression and hopelessness and all of those things we do not want to walk with. But when you can simply breathe, and you may have to hold the phone away from your ear for a moment while all this is going on, and it does not mean you are being disrespectful of them, but it means that you are observing a choice. And that is something that you want to be observing in your life. I have made a choice about this thing. I have decided that it is heavy. And therefore, because focus is creative, it becomes heavy. Now, this does not mean that you do not ever feel anything or that you do not care about something. But when there is a lot happening, as there is in the world now, the more we can be fluid, not attach, and not make things heavy, the lighter your walk is going to be. It is also easier to ground when you practice this lesson, because when you are carrying things that are not your own, when you are carrying beliefs that tell you how heavy everything is, then there's no energy left to grow. There's no energy left for creating peace in your body and in your spirit. So we want to keep this in mind, because it is going to be a while before, we do not mean this too literally, but it could be literal, before the waters settle. So in all that we are walking through, gentleness, and the decision that you are at the top of the list. And whatever is on the list, you are going to make it as light as you possibly can. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And where your breath goes, know that healing goes. And feel a gentle warm rain fall. And let it fall around the outside of your body to wash away the weak, to wash away the stress, anything that might have gathered around you that you do not wish to carry close to you. And know that the field around you is free of worry and stress and pain that you might have gathered, and you are light. And the field around you is light, and it protects you. Feel the sun above your head. And feel the crown open. And let the golden light of the sun pour into your body. Feel your crown open to receive all that the universe has for you, all that the universe wants you to have. Let the golden light flow into your third eye and cleanse the third eye. Remove the fear from it so that it is clear, bright, and allows you to intuit inside of yourself and in the world around you without fear, in peace. Feel the golden light flow down to your body and into your throat. And let the golden light begin to displace the confused energy that might have caught in your throat, removing any words you use against yourself or others. Feel those moved out of your throat. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart. And let the golden light awaken all that is in your heart, like a garden with flowers growing and trees and water flowing. Let the golden light bring all of that up for you, so that the space in your heart is alive and moving and true and safe. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And let the energy that has been caught in your solar plexus begin to loosen the emotions that may have been there too long. let the golden light melt them and displace them from the solar plexus. And feel the golden light flow down through your body into the second center. And let the golden light displace any shame or judgment that may have caught in your body, that may be narrowing your field or your energy. And let the golden light soften all of that, all of the judgment, all of the shame, and then move it out of your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light straighten the energy in your root. The energy that decides what you are going to create in your life. How to ground that. How to draw from the earth and from heaven to create the life you want to live. Let the golden light form the energies in such a way that they are there for you and strong for you. Now feel the golden light all through your body, a straight beam of light, holding you in your highest possible place. Now let that center light release golden light into your thoughts to straighten them, down your spine to strengthen you, across your shoulders to remove burden, down through your arms and your hands so that what you do and what you hold is light. Feel the golden energy down through your trunk, to heal, to bring peace to your body. And feel the flow of that energy through your thighs, the energy of the universe that supports you, and through your lower legs, where your own energy supports you, and into your feet, where you become wise. Bring your energy into your heart center and see that in that beautiful place, a gift has been left for you. Rest your mind. Allow yourself the knowing of the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.